So my second day in the wilderness is just starting to close. It's just gone 11. Lights are mostly out. The embers are still on the fire, but there's no fresh wood on there. And most people are tucked up in their sleeping bags and in their tents. And I'm actually sat out on a canoe on the beach. I'm not in the water, and I'm just having a wee think about what happened today. And what we did this afternoon was, once we got onto dry land, is we all had our own personal wilderness experience. That means we went off by ourselves, and we didn't take any technological equipment, just some water and a journal, and spent several hours just in one place, and we could choose the place. I went and found a wee kind of crag looking out over the most amazing mountains and over the loch. And other people found all sorts of things. Some of them cradled in a tree, and someone else and then looking at some rock. Yeah, everybody found their own space. And it was just to let you kind of adjust to being in the wild, I guess, and see if nature spoke to you, or you could connect. And while I was there, I wrote a few wee... Mostly I just sat there and looked and listened and just thought how amazing the mountains were and how loud the water was with all its different splashes. And looked at some of the wee crystals in the rock and thought about how many of them were in the big mountain in front of me. But also I wrote a few poems and a few wee songs. And then when we came back, we all shared our stories around the fire. And each person then would say, I hear the story of a woman who, and then speak about something that they remember that you'd shared. So it was actually a really great experience to all share with one another and to listen to each other. And it does sound cheesy, but actually it was just brilliant. So I'm almost out of time, but I'm going to share a little bit about something I wrote. So I was looking at a little oak tree, just a small one, and it seemed to be looking up towards the mountains, but it was in between all these other plants, and it didn't look like it was going to get anywhere. So once there was a little oak that looked up